pink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Oh, what a tune for crooning.
Pink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
I would suggest not trying to do that at home. Do Jimmy Durante, because that is nearly hard and nearly impossible is really what I meant. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at Bruce@BruceSallon. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N, or tweet me at Bruce Sallon. I am very happy to report that we have another new sponsor, the brand new website called BoomerTechTalk.com. BoomerTechTalk.com is the site for us boomers and others who want to know how to use the new cool tech stuff, but are kind of afraid. Those of us who are frustrated when our kids roll their eyes when we ask for computer help. It's for me, and it's for you. And I must disclose, I am a co-founder of the site. Visit Boomer Tech Talk today and catch up on the world of technology. Maybe even learn how to use Facebook or Twitter. That's BoomerTechTalk.com, T-E-C-H Talk.com, or follow us on Twitter at Boomer Tech Talk. Our next segment is usually single-parent dating with our cyber dating expert, Julie Spira. But today we've got another special guest for her second appearance on our show, Lauren Kessler, who will be talking about the teen brain. Now, my question is, they have one? Lauren Kessler is the author of 6 works of narrative nonfiction, including her newest, My Teenage Werewolf, A Mother, A Daughter, A Journey Through the Thicket of Adolescence. People magazine chose it as a great read for parents. The Seattle Times called it painfully funny, tender, wry, and ultimately reassuring. And Ladies Home Journal said it was hilarious and insightful. You may remember her as the author of the Los Angeles Times bestseller, The Happy Bottom Writing Club, which David Letterman, in fierce competition with The Oprah Show, chose as the first and only book for the David Letterman Book Club. Lauren appeared twice on his late-night show. She will be in Los Angeles tomorrow and Saturday at Vroman's Books in Pasadena at 1 p.m. on Saturday to talk about, read, and sign copies of My Teenage Werewolf. I am hoping to be there, and I am very happy to have you back on our show, Lauren. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and I'm just delighted to be a return guest.
Well, you were fascinating the first time, and at some point I could easily see devoting a whole show to the things you have to offer our listeners.
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, we'll plan on it. So you're asserting something that I don't believe, that teenagers have brains.
Well, you'll be, yes, they do have brains, and their brains are very messy under construction sites.
See, I thought the aliens stole the brain, and then based on certain behavior, they might get it back.
That's almost true.
Well, joking aside, why don't you elaborate on your essential theory that you have loosely shared with me?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's not a theory. This is good, solid neuroscience. And what good, solid neuroscience tells us about the teen brain, which actually is still in the cranium and is not taken away by aliens, is that it is undergoing an enormous restructuring that rivals the growth and messiness that the brain goes through when toddlers go through the terrible twos.
Mm-hmm.
So the terrible twos have all the tantrums and, you know, the behaviors that go along with this enormous growth that a child is going through, language acquisition and movement, and there is now officially a terrible teens. I mean, those of us who are parents know that. We don't need the official part. But in the terrible teens, the brain is undergoing a huge restructuring, actually like chemically, neurochemically restructuring. Many new branches of neurons rushing out and then being pruned back and rushing out and being pruned back. And it's basically a very messy construction site.
Now, from what I understand, again, joking aside, because this is serious and this is real, and I know you're talking from actual science, two things. Number one, I believe in the field of psychology, they have actually changed the age range for the definition of adolescence. And I think part of that is a result of learning about this sort of brain development. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. This development we're talking about, I've been calling it the teen brain, but actually They're now saying it's basically between the ages of, say, 11 or 12, and maybe 22 or 23.
And older for boys, isn't it?
And older for boys, until the brain is, and I shouldn't say the brain, because we're really talking about the frontal lobes, the prefrontal cortex, that the rational decision-making, this will have consequences part of the brain. That's the part that is being rewired and re-insulated and growing and is under construction. So until maybe age 22 or 23, it is a messy construction site.
So let's talk about the decision-making aspect of this. And if you can, add why it is different for a young boy or a young girl.
Okay, so what happens is that our mature brain is, the decisions are meant to be, rational thinking and decision making has a home in the brain, and that's in the front of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. So two things are happening with the teen brain, and this is the same with boys and girls. Possibly slightly different in terms of when it happens, but the exact same thing is happening. So the brain is being rewired, and while it's being rewired, that part of the brain is not functioning very well. One of the ways it's not functioning very well is all of this wiring needs to be insulated, and if it's not insulated, and that's for anyone who's in the science thing, we're talking about the myelin sheaths that insulate neurons. If it's not insulated, just like a bare wire, it will touch other wires and short out or have a lot of static. So a thought traveling down this wire, we say to a kid, you know, drive safely or whatever we say, and the thought goes in there, but it's immediately short-circuited because of the insufficient insulation. So that's one of the things that's happening. But the more important thing that's happening is the brain knows that this is happening. The brain itself understands that that rational part is under construction and not really able to function. So the teen often processes what a decision, I put decision in quotes, the teen responds to stimuli or, a parent talking or a lecture from school, not with that incompletely wired under construction part of the brain, but with the lizard brain, which is the fight or flight, very old part of the brain that is all about gut reaction, explosion, immediate.
So that explains the tempers that often...
Explains the tempers and explains the, cutting your nose to spite your face kind of thing.
Gee, I've never seen a teen do that before.
I mean, that's one of the things that's so amazing to me is that my daughter, who is now 16, will actually do something that is that has immediate bad consequences right in front of her face, but she does it anyway.
As does my older son. We are almost out of time. Is there any chance you can hang on for the next segment for a little bit more? Because I'd like to ask what we parents could do.
Sure, I'll be here.
Okay, so do hang on, and we'll have Lauren back for a little bit for our last segment. If you're coming to Southern California, so please remind our listeners where they might come to hear you and purchase your book.
I will be at Vroman's Books, which is a wonderful independent bookstore in Pasadena on Colorado Boulevard, on Saturday, 1 p.m.
Okay.
And I will be talking about the book.
And you can find a link to purchase that book on my site. It's prominently there on BruceSalin.com. We'll be back with Lauren after these breaks. I want to thank again Boomer Tech Talk for joining our sponsor team. Please visit BoomerTechTalk.com for your dose of easy-to-understand technology help, as well as my rants of frustration with things like customer service or installing that new tech device. And why I don't need an iPhone or an iPad and why I don't want them, and so much more. BoomerTechTalk.com. It's free. Check us out. It's time for another break. Do tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. That's SALLAN, S like in super duper.
How much to protect your heart.